This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And you know, you can listen to The Takeaway anytime by subscribing to our podcast. You can find that on our website, thetakeaway.org, or on iTunes. Good hot summer morning.
Wake up! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. Here I am. Am I here? You know it. I have today's forecast for you. Hot!
Yo, it's a long hot summer. Streets are cracking ablaze. Dehydration got heat holders popping off strays.
A number of challenges for Barack Obama this summer. Vacation in Hawaii, perhaps in between Sotomayor confirmation, healthcare reform, Iraq withdrawal, North Korea, Iran, global recession. He might fit it in. Summer recess? Unlikely. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI.
Oh, boy. Good morning. I'm John Hockenberry. It is a hot Wednesday, June 24th. Obama's long, hot summer is our theme all morning. We also take a look at the behind-the-scenes events in Iran and reactions to the president's news conference yesterday from in and outside the Beltway. That and everything you need to know today, including headlines. But joining us now is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick with a forecast. Todd, what's the temperature for the president looking toward these dog days?
John, there's no doubt that it's warm. How about reforming the $2.3 trillion health system? The economy is still in shambles. Iran might be facing a revolution or something less. Climate change and energy legislation, global warming. They're even going to try to impeach a federal judge in the next couple weeks. Oh, and by the way, there's a Supreme Court nominee that needs to be approved by September 1st.
So getting out on the riding lawnmower more and more is probably not on the agenda.
Probably not. The president's going to be spending a lot of time in the Oval Office rather than on the South Lawn this summer. That's my prediction.
Is this honeymoon over or just your basic to-do list for any chief executive at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
It's more than a basic to-do list. It's a pretty darn long one, and that's the president's own making. He wanted a full agenda, and he's made one for himself. There's no question about it.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Stick around, and we'll come back to you in a moment. But first, let's get the morning's top headlines. One of the losing candidates in Iran's presidential campaign is withdrawing his voting fraud complaint. Iranian state media reports third-place candidate Moazin Reazi says he's ending the fight for the good of the country. President Obama is taking a harder line on Iran. He's sharpening his criticism of the crackdown, and he warns of unspecified consequences in Iran if violence against the opposition continues, and we're seeing more pictures of that on the street. Today, Washington focuses on medical care. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius testifies on the Hill later this morning. In economic news, we're watching for new numbers on home sales and big-ticket manufactured goods, and Wall Street closed basically where it started. Yesterday, the S&P starts trading today at 895. The Dow begins at 8322. The Nasdaq starts at 1764. Well, Todd Zwillick, and we're going to talk about it in a moment, says it's going to be a long, hot summer for President Barack Obama. From Iran to health care to the Supreme Court, a long, hot summer. What do you think? What's on the soundtrack to help him cool off? We're going to talk policy in a moment, and you can weigh in on that at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. But what should be the soundtrack of a long, hot summer? Your favorite summer music at The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at KnightFoundation.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
So, good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry, and in Washington, inside the Beltway, the president stepped to the microphone yesterday. He spoke about Iran, but he also spoke about something that he took a lot of criticism for all weekend long.
So there's been a lot of talk about, well, a $1 trillion price tag. What I've said is, if we're going to spend that much money, then it's going to be largely funded through reallocating dollars that are already in the healthcare system but aren't being spent well.
The healthcare reform price tag, that's in the public discourse even before the details of the plan. The Congressional Budget Office recently put the price tag at $1.6 trillion. Joining me right now is one of the people who has criticized the plan, but is also deep in negotiations for figuring out what Congress might actually produce as a healthcare reform package. It's Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa that we welcome back to the program. Good morning, Senator.
John, I'm always glad to be on with you.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I hope you say that at the end of this segment, because I've been thinking hard about the criticism over the weekend, and I got a bunch of questions right at the top. But first of all, where does the health care reform negotiations stand at this point? What are your sticking points? What are you arguing about? I want to remind people you're the ranking member of the powerful Senate Finance Committee.
Yeah, and can I also inform the public, as I know you know, John, that there's really two forums in the Senate on health care, some with similar jurisdiction and then each with separate jurisdiction. Like, for instance, in the Finance Committee, we have to raise all the money for it, and we also have jurisdiction over Medicare and Medicaid and some other health care policies. And then the other one is Senator Kennedy's committee, which is now being run by Senator Dodd, the HELP Committee, Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. And they're actually working on a bill now, but they're working on a bill that is put down by the Democrats that Republicans have a chance to amend, whereas in the Senate Finance Committee, where Senator Baucus and I have a very good bipartisan relationship, we are still trying to put together policy. For instance, we had two meetings yesterday, and I know that I met with six separate senators on my side of the aisle, and Senator Baucus even had a meeting at 6 o'clock last night with several members of his party and people from the White House. So your question is, where are we? I guess the point is that we're in the process of negotiation.
Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have a long, hot summer, too, and I'll ask you about that in a moment. But explain to me, do you have a target number for this plan that you're working on?
Yes, a trillion. Now, we set policy up till last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, that the Congressional Budget Office, and remember, they're the official budget scorers, and in other words, what something's going to cost. They're nonpartisan, as you know, and they said it was well over $1 trillion. So we have to do what we, two words that we use, dial back some of the policy that we have to fit into about $1 trillion.
Well, Senator, that motivates this question. I mean, your colleague, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, over the weekend seemed to suggest on one of the interview shows that a $1.6 trillion price tag was somehow a deal breaker, that the whole thing was off the table, that we couldn't even talk about health care if it was going to be that expensive. And I have to say, we've asked him to come on this program. He hasn't come on, but That strikes me as a little disingenuous, considering there are all kinds of things going on in Washington right now that cost way more than $1.6 trillion, and Americans want health care reform. What's that all about?
Yeah. Well, I can't. It's difficult for me to speak for another senator, but let me say that if he were talking about the Senate Finance Committee negotiations, I think it would be wrong for him to say those things. But don't forget what got the bad publicity last week was the fact that the health committee, Senator Kennedy's committee, brought out a bill at 1 6/10 trillion, and I think that's what Lindsey was talking about.
Right, but it is over 10 years. I mean, some people suggest the war in Iraq is going to cost $2 trillion, and we never even discussed that.
But then let me say where he's partly right in regard to that bill, unlike the bill Senator Baucus and I are working on. And don't forget, we're working towards the same end. Eventually, these two bills are going to come together on the Senate floor. But the 1 6/10 trillion that probably deserves some criticism, not because it's not a legitimate part of the process, but our goal is to cover about 50 million people that don't have health insurance and make it affordable for them.
There you go.
And for 1 6/10 trillion dollars, they were only covering 16 million of the people, about one-third.
All right,
so they weren't getting the job done at a high price tag. That's what really made that approach laughable.
So, Senator, price tag aside, it sounds like you're saying to me your priority is more to get everyone covered than it is exclusively to keep the bill down.
Well, it's a little bit of both, but our goal, you got to have good policy. Good policy is the best politics. I hope you understand that. A lot of people in Washington think the best politics is a way to get the best policy. I don't believe that.
All right, let me ask you about mandates. Let me ask you about mandates. Do we mandate to get people to full coverage in the United States? Is that part of your argument?
It's part of my argument. Now, a lot of people in my party disagree with that, and there's even some in the Democrats that might disagree with it. But there's two kinds of mandates. One is for an employer to have it. I think that's less popular in both parties than having what we call an individual mandate. Now, if an individual mandate sounds a little bit too anti-freedom, don't forget, if you drive a car in any state in the United States, you got to have car insurance.
Right. I mean, and the federal government mandates all kinds of things. I mean, you have to pay your taxes. That's a mandate as well. Now, the New York Times CBS News poll on this subject, the latest one over the weekend, says that Americans overwhelmingly support substantial, even some might say radical changes to the healthcare system. And that's even when you factor in some of these costs. You sound like you're in a pretty accommodating, roll your sleeves up, working mood on this issue, but I'm wondering, do you see some of your colleagues on either side of the aisle standing in the way of this on more ideological grounds?
Well, out of 40 Republicans, I've never had one of them tell me we didn't need to do something about it. There's a question about how do you go about it. Some people in my party, let's put it this way, start with the positive. Everybody in my party believes that we ought to do something about the 50 million people who don't have health insurance and that it ought to be affordable. We ought to have reform of insurance so that there's not discrimination based upon pre-existing conditions, which even if you could get insurance, you couldn't afford it. So we want accessibility. We want affordability. We want emphasis upon those five or six maladies like obesity and like diabetes that cost 80% of the cost of medicine. We want concentration on that, handle those better.
Do you believe a government program that handles those kinds of things is going to put private insurers out of business, as some in the GOP have suggested?
Well, Lewin, the think tank here in town that studies health care, says you're going to get a crowd out of 120 million people. So if the power of the government, the power to tax is the power to destroy, government's not a fair competitor in anything they want to get involved in. In fact, you're hearing that right now in automobiles because Ford didn't take a bailout and General Motors gets a bailout. So Ford's going to be in trouble because the taxpayers are helping General Motors.
I think I'd rather be working for Ford than General Motors this morning, Senator Grassley. But, finally, if the insurance industry says the plan that comes out of your committee is no good, are you going to stand up to them or do you go back to the drawing board?
Well, I think we're standing up to them already from the standpoint of we're going to – can you imagine the money they're making by discriminating against people because of pre-existing conditions? If we do away with that and if we have a community rating, don't you think we're standing up to them?
Well, I'm sitting in a wheelchair. I'm Mr. Pre-Existing Condition Senator, so I'm glad to hear you say that. Finally, before we go, we've been talking about the long, hot summer for President Barack Obama. How do you think the Sotomayor confirmation hearings are going to go? Do you, first of all, plan to vote for the nominee for the Supreme Court?
Well, you'll have to ask me that after the week of July the 13th, because that's when we're having a hearing. If I had my mind made up, I would be unfair to the people of this country that expect an unbiased opinion, and I'd be unfair to her if I said I was going to vote against her. So I'm going
to
wait
until
after
that.
But she's going to be approved, I think.
Now you think, right. Now, you're a salt of the earth, Senator, I like to think. The president admitted he's struggling with his cigarette addiction. Any reaction to that? Does it make him more like a man of the people?
Listen, I got a grandson that's a heck of a lot younger than he is and seems to be addicted for only 2 years, and I'm on him to get stopped. And I think he'd really like to stop, but it's a tough one. So I'm not going to blame the president when I see the struggle that my grandson has, but I do hope that both of them overcome it.
Right. Well, we're going to let you go here in a second, but quick yes or no. Do you think it's going to be a long, hot summer for you and the president there in Washington?
Listen, it's been a long, hot 6 months because Max Baucus and I have spent more than half of our time working on health care
already. Sounds like a yes. Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee. Thanks for joining The Takeaway.
Bye.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
You know, you can catch the show live Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or think there's any stories we should be covering on The Takeaway, contact us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. See ya.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.